I recently came across an article in Forbes magazine that caught my attention. It talked about the three things that humans crave most after their basic needs are met. It said that after we have food and shelter, according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we all crave safety, belonging, and mattering. And that really struck me for a couple of reasons. One, I couldn't believe, not for the life of me, that chocolate was not on one of those cravings. How did that not make the list? It also struck me because I couldn't fathom how a four-legged creature with soft, velvety ears and big, kind eyes could help me fulfill so many of those cravings in just one short year that I've had her. I continue to be incredibly grateful for Guide Dogs for the Blind for giving me a partnership that helps me to walk around with a greater sense of safety. I will continue to be indebted to GDB for giving me a dog that helps me to feel more connected in the world. My cane was definitely helpful, but it also sometimes felt like a barrier. And now when I'm in public, there's such a natural connection between dogs and people. People ask about her, and I just feel more connected with the world. And the last one is probably the one that I feel most grateful for right now, the question of mattering, that third craving, you know, that thing that we sometimes think of from time to time. Why am I here? Does my life matter? Am I making a meaningful contribution to this world? And I can honestly say that for the past 9 years, I was a trained teacher and not teaching in the classroom because of a lot of reason and involving vision. And this happened even just after the video, just 3 weeks ago, with the help of Roja and also a lot of the reason because of her, I developed some partnerships with some charter schools in the area where I live in Orange County and am back teaching classes, which I'm so... so happy to be working with kids again and to be just contributing to be part of the world. And again, this would not be possible without GDB. I don't think people realize that GDB staff, it's not just a job for them. Mick, who was up here earlier as the MC, when he was our resident advisor, he just really made you feel like a person and just... you just feel like everybody's rooting for you. You feel like everyone wants you to succeed and to be back in the world, back in the game. CEO herself, I was freezing and she just gave me her scarf. I mean, the staff is incredible and they give with such generosity that it's just kind of hard to fathom sometimes. And I feel like it's that we have an invitation tonight to be part of that, that each of you were invited here today to become part of that as well, to help make it so that people like me and like Roja can go out there and have that sense of safety again, have that sense of belonging and connection in the world, and have that sense of mattering and to be able to contribute and innovate. So I know a lot of the staff, they give with their time and they give with their talent, and tonight I invite you to give with your bidding. And as Chris said, and I guess another graduate, I invite you to give with wild abandon.